Good afternoon and welcome. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us. Coming up, a conversation with the authors of a new book about racism in the ranks of American law enforcement. But first, a remembrance of President George H.W. Bush, who passed away Friday night at the age of 94. Karen Hostler of the WYPR News team joins me here in Studio A. She covered Mr. Bush as a reporter for the Baltimore Sun, and she served as the president of the White House Correspondents Association during the last year of his presidency in the first 2 years of the Clinton administration. It's good to see you, Karen.
Oh, nice to be here.
So you are a runner.
Yes, I am.
You jog, and that's actually one of the ways that you got to know President Bush pretty well.
That it's the primary way. We really got to be running buddies. I mean, he was quite unusual in that he would, he was doing this when he ran for president. He would take reporters out and jog around with them. And they got to know him and understand him. I was back covering President Reagan, who wasn't doing anything like that. So when Bush came in as president, I had a lot of ground to make up.
Yeah, because you weren't on the campaign with him,
no.
but you were covering him because you were covering the White
House. But I told his press guys, if he's going to keep jogging with reporters, I would really appreciate being included. And lo and behold, you know, a few days later, I get a call telling me that he was going out running and to, you know, meet at such and such a time and place. And I said, but I don't have any clothes. I don't have my running shoes. I can't. So I sent him a note saying, thank you very much for the invitation. But, you know, I'll be ready next time. I'll keep the Nikes at the ready. And I get a note back from him saying, request granted, keep the Nikes at the ready.
Yeah.
And we went 2.5 years of running after that.
Did you ever get any scoops while you're out on the jogging
Not
path?
Not really. In fact, I think he had a deliberate policy of not sort of spilling the beans to people who run with it, because it really would be kind of inherently unfair. But you got an understanding of who the man was, and actually he, of course, was a very lovely man in a certain way and very unassuming. In fact, he sent me a picture, another picture, when running with the crowd, and the note was, dear Karen, looking good, sorry for slowing you down. He was a very self-effacing, humble man.
Was he talking the whole time while he was running? Sometimes when you run with somebody, they just sort of, you know, they're there, but they're not saying much
because
they're concentrating.
There was talking, and it couldn't have been too important because I can't really remember. Again, it wasn't scoops. And the size of the crowd actually dwindled. I mean, the Sun was happy to let me do this, but there was a lot of organizations, I guess, who thought the reporters ought to be, you know, in the newsroom. So he didn't have as many, but except in Kennebunkport, when there was nothing to do but run around with the president, in most of the presidency. So
were there other? I mean, I remember President Clinton jogging with reporters, or jogging fairly regularly, sometimes with, sometimes without. Were there other presidents who did this?
Well,
was this a normal thing?
I don't know about other presidents, but even Clinton, he started out doing it, but it didn't last too long. But he actually gave me an interview, just him and me, a running interview, and I was, because I was president of the Correspondents Association, and he was about to have his first dinner there. And so we're running along, and I'm holding a little tape recorder, and he looks at it, and he's not happy with it, and he says, you better let anybody who hears that tape know that we were jogging.
Yeah, right.
Because already the stories had started about him and his lady friends.
Yeah. There was one time you found yourself out on the jogging trail with President Bush and Chuck Norris, of all people.
Yes, actually, the amazing, what an opportunity. We met at the White House, actually, Chuck, I, and the president, and got in the presidential limo and drove to the vice president's mansion, where there was a long trail around. In other words, you got a president, you got to have a little bit of, you know, security and privacy and so forth. And so the three of us, that's all, and this couple Secret Service agents ran up and down this hill. And what was sort of amazing to me in a certain way was both Chuck Norris and the president thought the other guy was the bigger deal and was, you know, treating him with deference, and it was fun.
So you did spend a lot of summers up in Kennebunkport. You actually saw the president fairly recently in the last few years, back up in Kennebunkport, right?
I did. Actually, the last time I saw him was 2013, and he was 89 and already pretty physically disabled. I mean, he could talk, but not so good. I mean, his mind was okay, I think, but very disabled. But he was kind of fretting because he was, the next birthday would be 90, and he'd made this promise that he was going to jump out of an airplane every 5 years, and he'd done it actually for the previous 20. And so he was sort of fretting a little bit about that, and his aide and I, who were sitting there with him, said, "Well, Mr. President, you do not have to jump out of an airplane at 90 years old." But he said, "But I said I would. You know, my honor's at stake." And sure as anything, he was out there, 90 years old. He did it. I mean, they had to take him out of a wheelchair to put him in the helicopter and get, and he kind of fell a little bit on his face too, but he did it.
Yeah, he did it. So he did it. What was it like covering Mr. Bush as opposed to covering Mr. Reagan or Mr. Clinton? I mean, and as you're not covering Mr. Trump, but I mean, there's a vast difference in his relationship, in H.W. Bush's relationship with the press than some other presidents.
Well, yeah. I mean, no president actually likes the press, but I think that George 41, he treated us with respect, and it was helpful to get to know him, and he liked you better if you got to know him. But I mean, they're all different. President Reagan, now he, at the end of his term, he was starting to fade because, you know, he ultimately had Alzheimer's. And in fact, I went to a state dinner, and one of the security guards actually came up to me and my husband and said, "Would you like to come talk to the president?" Because he was sort of standing there all alone. and we talked a little bit, but I could tell that his mind wasn't, you know, quite up there. So there wasn't, I mean, we had good relations, but it wasn't a lot. Clinton people, of course, they were a tale unto themselves. Good times for the Correspondents Association, because they brought the whole Hollywood crew in there. We had some just fabulous dinners, and people could raise questions about whether that was, you know, really legitimate for a news organization to be doing, but it was great fun.
As the former president, a former president of the White House Correspondents Association, what do you make of their decision this year to have Ron Chernow, the historian, speak rather than a comedian? They're not going to roast the president who, President Trump, who decided not to come last year, is not going to come this year, as far as we know. What do you think about the decision to sort of turn the vibe of that event in a different direction?
Well, I think that was perhaps the only thing they could do. I mean, you know, legitimately, this is a 100-year-old organization. It's about covering the White House. And so, maybe it was not such a good idea that we made it into a big party. But I don't think President Trump would ever go to one of those dinners. And, you know, frankly, that even the comedians were having some hard times. So it maybe it's good if it goes back to its roots.
Well, when it comes to humility and self-effacement, perhaps we'll never see the likes again of George H.W. Bush, who was, by all accounts, a very kind and gracious man.
Absolutely.
All right, good to talk to you, Karen. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Karen Hostler is with the WYPR news staff. The coffin bearing the body of President George H.W. Bush will lie in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol beginning tonight. Mr. Bush's funeral is scheduled for Wednesday at the National Cathedral in Washington. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.